This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 46 degrees. The time now is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden and Vice President Harris head to Philadelphia today, courting black voters.
The Philadelphia rally comes just weeks after a New York Times, Siena College, and Philadelphia Inquirer poll found Biden trailing Trump in several key swing states, including Pennsylvania, the state a target area for the president's campaign, and black voters are seen as key to his strategy in that state and others. After the expected launch of the Black Voters for Biden-Harris initiative at this rally, the president is expected to tour black-owned businesses in the Philadelphia area. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Closing arguments concluded in the hush money trial of Donald Trump early last evening. Today, the judge will instruct the jury before it starts deliberations. A three-judge federal appeals panel in Washington upheld the conviction of January 6th insurrectionist Thomas Webster and the 10-year prison sentence the retired New York cop got. This is ABC News. An F-35 attack fighter, which costs about $75 million apiece, crashed near Albuquerque's airport.
The F-35 had just taken off from the Albuquerque airport when there was an emergency on board and the pilot ejected before the plane went into a hillside. The military tells us the fighter jet was a brand new F-35 being transferred from the Lockheed factory to the Marine Corps and was being flown by a contract pilot to deliver the plane. Albuquerque fire says a pilot survived and was sent to a hospital. Alex Stone, ABC News.
From the Good Works file, Melinda French Gates says she will be donating $1 billion over the next 2 years to individuals and organizations working on behalf of women and families worldwide. Separately, the Giving Pledge, founded by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, announced that OpenAI head honcho Sam Altman has joined its list of plutocrats committed to donating over half of their fortunes, says he wants to focus his philanthropy on tech that helps create abundance for humans. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 70, mostly sunny and a bit warmer. Wednesday night, clear, crisp, and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, abundant sunshine and mild conditions, a high of 73. Friday, partly sunny and seasonal, showers by late evening, and a Friday high of 77. A few showers in the morning Saturday, otherwise a high of 78. And Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, it'll be a high of 81. In Richland Center currently, after a midnight reading of 53, we are down from that and experiencing a little bit of fog again this morning. It's a cool 46 degrees. Time now to start the broadcast day officially on this Wednesday, May 29th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
eyes on Jesus, he's away yonder in the cloudy blue. I can hardly wait. Oh, Lord, I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to get on board my glory flight. Stewards of angels, carry me away to the city of light. A living stream, freely flowing through the crystal gleam. I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
Start today in a positive way with the Promised Quartet, and I Can Hardly Wait. Before that, our national anthem performed by Maggie Rose. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you this morning. It was another one of those dark and stormy days, and then it got really nice last night, and a few of the local games were postponed and moved, and some of them were played. It was kind of hit and miss last night, where those rain showers in the afternoon really affected the Diamonds. The Brewers went extra innings and lost to the Cubs last night in 10. And we'll have details when we check sports in about 10 minutes or so today. Good luck getting there. Be careful today. It's Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers as we start the chores with the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Yeah.
extend our warmest congratulations to the outstanding seniors of Kickapoo High School. As you embark on the next chapter of your lives, congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, and Julie Karen State Farm.
Hello there, honey. Sure got a pretty smile. Would you mind if I pulled up a chair so we could talk for a while? What's your name? Where are you from? Are you married? I don't want no jealous man after me. Want a drink? Something special for a lady. Just relax, have a sip, and talk to me. If you got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. We can love all our troubles away. If you got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. And I love you. So many ways. Why'd you leave him? Did he cheat? Did he hurt you? It's a shame to do a woman that way. What you got there? Some pictures? Well, your little girl, she looks just like you. Are you crying? He must have cheated all of your love away. So if you got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. We can love all our troubles away. If you got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. And I'll love you so many ways. What's that? I didn't hear you, honey. Am I married? Well, yes, I am, kinda, in a way, you might say. Now, wait a minute. Are you leaving? Oh, come on back, hon. What's the matter? My wife don't love me, she never cared anyway. But if you got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. We can love all our troubles away. But if you got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. And I'll love you so many ways, and I'll love you in so many ways.
Joe Stampley on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show, 5:15 and 46 degrees, a little on the cool side out there today. I went out with a little bit of, well, quite a bit of film on the old Vibe windows today, and I realized it wasn't frost. There were some places in the state last night in the forecast where they were mentioning there could be some small pockets of light frost. So it seems like in Wisconsin, we're never really out of the woods until we get to about 4th of July or so. But anyway, today you can join Vernon County Over 50 at 2:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. The program will be Viroqua Happenings with Chris Clements of Viroqua Chamber Main Street. It will be Zoomed to the Viroqua and Ontario Public Libraries. And Muscadet American Legion Post 85, Burgers in the Park, will kick off its 13th season. That's tonight. Burgers will be served from 3 until 8. Make that a part of your evening, perhaps, tonight. This is Wynn Stewart on WRCO.
Heaven knows we've seen storm clouds gather, and it looked just like our world was gonna end.
Yes, we've touched the thorns of life. Now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine. The clouds are gone and the world is tamed. Into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? Just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life. Now we know better, and the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine. The clouds are gone and the world is tamed. Well, into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? Don't the world look brighter after the rain?
Quinn Stewart and After the Storm here on the Old Mel Cow Show. Hopefully you're doing fine here as we close in on the month of June. I just can't wrap my little noggin around that.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein calves range from $4.70 to $6 per pound, lightweights and heifer calves $2.50 to $3. Slaughtered dairy cows range from $90 to $121, beef cows were untested, and the lightweight bulls up to $137. Feeder dairy heifers up to $147. Next Wednesday, May 29th, behold our annual beef bull sale. Early consignments include a red Angus bull from the Otis Scott herd, four black year-and-a-half-old bulls, and two two-and-a-half-year-old bulls. All of these bulls were semen tested by Dr. Christian Joseph. Other bulls include a yearling black white-faced bull and two to four black bulls. We plan to start selling the bulls after the calves. Our next feeder sale will be on Wednesday, June 7th. Be sure to contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all your livestock marketing needs. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. 20 minutes after 5 last night, WIAA regional baseball games in the area. Riverdale was a winner against Iowa Grant 5-1. Number 8 seed Cashton pulled the upset over number 1 seed Ithaca 7-4, ending the year for the Bulldogs. Also, Barneveld a winner against Highland 7-1. DeSoto got the win against Weston 5-3, the final. And Royal over Brookwood 6-0. Division 3, Aquinas was a winner against Fenimore 5-2, and Mineral Point a winner against Darlington 5-3. Several games were moved to tonight because of wet grounds. They included last night's Richland Center-Mount Horeb matchup. That is slated for today at 5 in Mount Horeb. Reedsburg at Sauk Prairie 1-0 in 9 innings yesterday as well. Turning to the softball tournament yesterday, it was sectional semifinal action, and Hillsboro defeated Ithaca 6-1, the final score. Barneveld 9-3 over Judah Albany. Division 4, Cuba City, 2-0 over Fenimore. Division 3, Adams Friendship, end of the year for River Valley, 5-2 the score. Mike Tauchman hit a go-ahead single in Chicago's 5-run 10th inning that appeared to bounce off Trevor Miguel's throwing elbow, and the Cubs stopped a 5-game skid by beating the Brewers 6-3 last night. The Brewers got their first hit on Sal Frelick's one-out single off Hayden Wesneski in the 8th inning. Brown with a big night last night. Ben Brown striking out a career-high 10 in 7 hitless innings against Milwaukee. In other games, it was the Dodgers over the Mets, 5-2. St. Louis, 7-1 over Cincinnati. Atlanta, 2. Washington, nothing. The Dodgers, 3-0 over the Mets. San Diego, 4. Miami, nothing. San Francisco, 1-0 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston, 8. Baltimore, 3. Oakland, 3-0 over Tampa Bay. Minnesota, 4. Kansas City, 2. Toronto, 7-2 over the White Sox. Seattle, 4. Houston, 2. The Angels, 4-3 over the Yankees. Interleague play, Texas 4, Arizona 2, Cleveland 13-7 over Colorado. Pittsburgh and Detroit was postponed. Karl-Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 25 points in the second half, and the Timberwolves held off the Dallas Mavericks 105-100 to avoid a sweep in the Western Conference Finals. From the NHL, in overtime, Florida got the win against the New York Rangers, 3-2 the final.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
23 past 5. Good morning. It's time to officially start the broadcast day. It just doesn't seem like the morning is complete unless we get that aerobic polka in. Here we go.
I'm first generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me. And barn. We had cows and ducks and chickens too. My mom would sing, my dad would play the old Costaro High School way, and I grew up to sing this song for you. I'm first generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me. Later on, while in high school, I rock and roll and I was cool. Mom and Dad said, "Hey, Jude, stop going." So I formed a polka band and traveled and sang across this land. Now they say that we're one of the best. I'm first generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me. First generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me.
Eddie Blazanczyk and the Pocatones and Polish and Proud of It right here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today.
I got a cute little gal in every eastern town from Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss-stealing, a wheeling-dealing, a truck-driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe, flying low, making up his time. But from where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy 8. If you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting back home for me. But there are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, a truck-driving son of a gun.
The Muddy Bottom today, the Osborne Brothers on the old Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 46 degrees, headed toward a high near 70 today, with north winds between 3 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear and cool, a low of 44. Thursday, blue sunny skies and comfortable in a high of 73. In Richland Center, it is 46 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Corn and soybean planting is ahead of schedule despite the rain. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the Field Link podcast or ask your Helena representative. U.S. corn and soybean planting both remain ahead of average. That despite a week of heavy rainfall in some areas, including flooding, severe storms, and loss of human life. Most forecasts show good near-term planting windows for much of the region this week. USDA says 83% of U.S. corn is planted, 68% of the soybeans are in the ground. In Wisconsin, heavy rains kept farmers out of the fields most of last week. Statistician Greg Bussler says only 2.5 days were suitable for field work. He says farmers that could get out were planting, tilling, and cutting first crop hay. Topsoil moistures are now rated 35% surplus and 61% adequate. Corn planting in Wisconsin, 78% finished as Friday's crop insurance deadline approaches. Corn emergence at 48%. 74% of the state's soybeans are planted, which is 4 days ahead of average. 44% of the beans have emerged. 89% of oats are planted. Potato planting is 94% done. The all hay condition improved 5% with 80% of the hay now in good to excellent condition. Rick Gerke farms near Omro in eastern Wisconsin.
All of our corn is in. We plant about 400 to 500 acres of corn, and we have about 200 acres of soybeans left, and we have about 200 to 300 of them in the ground so far.
Gerke says with heavy clay ground, the rain is not needed right now.
We've had about 3 inches in the last week. I know if you go south of here a little bit towards the Fond du Lac area, they've had over 5. So, I mean, there's pockets within an hour of us have gotten quite a bit of rain.
In northwest Wisconsin, north of Chippewa Falls, Randy Woodruff tells Brownfield he's done planting, but the rain is still slowing down field work.
Still trying to get some spraying done when it stops raining, but overall, we're not sitting too bad. I like the moisture anyway. Better than being dry out there.
Woodruff says one neighbor cut first crop hay last week, and he's expecting to see a lot of hay cut as soon as it's dry enough. The administrator of USDA's Foreign Ag Service says the tremendous growth in Africa over the past couple of years provides new opportunities for U.S. agriculture. Daniel Whitley says,
one, help them be better customers and some of that infrastructure growth, and then also them to be direct consumers of our products.
Whitley says it will take a lot of investment. Iowa has its first confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza case since December. The Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says HPAI was detected in a flock of commercial laying chickens in Sioux County. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
A sluggish start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet to start this holiday shortened week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Tuesday. It's likely significant trade volume is going to be delayed until later in the week. At the OKC West Livestock Auction, steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady on limited comparable sales. The USDA says demand remains good. Receipts were down significantly on both the week and the year. Feeder supply included 62% steers and 40% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large on feeder steers, 572 to 595 pounds, were at $310 to $330. Feeder steers, 611 to 642 pounds, were at $280 to $302.50. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 550 to 587 pounds, brought $262.50 to $283.50. Feeder heifer, 615 to 649 pounds, brought $249 to $265. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.67 at $312.12. Select up $1.71 at $303.43. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors had to get a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon. Demand for U.S. pork remains strong on the global market. With summer grilling season in full swing, domestic demand is also getting a bump. Both are supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.19 higher with a weighted average of 87.83. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 88.45. The Western Corn Belt was up $1.06 with a weighted average of 87.26. Pork values into the day sharply higher Tuesday, up 4.26 at 103.40. Bellies, hams, ribs, and loins were all sharply higher. Picnics were firm and butts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and up about 7,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up following Friday's on feed numbers. Feeders led the way on that lower moving corn. Boxed beef was also sharply higher at midday, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly lower on spread adjustments and long-term demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetum with Tim Sock Auction Realty. We'll have several results and upcoming events. We had a small sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $265 a ton, and large rounds topped at $220 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. DeWalt Tools, Households, Avon, and more. Online only auction ending May 29th at 6 p.m. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for auction or real estate needs. Or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetum. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Cash hogs were not reported. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down, watching planting and seeing some profit taking. July beans were 18 and a half lower at 1229 and a half. August was down 16 at 1229. July corn was 2 1/4 lower at 462 and a half. September was down 3 at 471 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher with feeders in the lead on that lower move in corn. June live was up 85 at 184.55. August was 70 higher at 181.82. August feeders are up 437 at 264.60. And on spread adjustments and long-term demand questions, June hogs were 47 lower at 93.80. July lean was down 70 cents at 96.52. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Today, the first in a series on pests, pathogens, and pollinators, and how they're impacted by climate change on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The changing climate affects growing crops, but it's also changing how crop pathogens operate. Jan Leach is a plant biologist at Colorado State University.
We typically study things one disease at a time or one stress at a time. Like heat stress, we look for heat tolerance, or disease pathogen attack, we look for disease resistance. But the problem is that when these two stresses occur at the same time, we can't predict the outcome because we don't know. We've always studied things individually, and oftentimes the outcome is different.
And because of that, says Leach, traditional fixes are not a solution as well.
Our mainstay for helping plants thrive under threats of disease or under conditions of disease is to improve their genetics through breeding or genome editing. But since we don't understand much about how the disease and the environmental stresses interact, we don't have a clear idea of what genes or traits to pursue.
Climate change impacts temperatures, availability of water, and how plants access and absorb nutrients. It also creates new issues with crop pests. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A feed additive designed to help lower greenhouse gas emissions has been approved by the FDA. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of methane-reducing feed additives for cattle. The agency completed a multi-year study showing Elanco Animal Health's Bovaer is safe and effective for reducing enteric emissions from cattle. Alan Birga with the National Milk Producers Federation tells Brownfield, this approval is an important milestone as dairy farmers work toward their 2050 net zero initiative. He says it's also important from a competitive standpoint.
It's tougher for U.S. dairy farmers to compete with folks in the European Union and in other places that have this tool when their hand is tied behind their back. So this will really help level the playing field in terms of competition.
And Birga expects similar competing products will soon be on the market.
Enteric emissions are a really big deal in cows. The approval of Bovaer and undoubtedly products that will follow in its wake is something that's a really powerful tool in terms of getting those emissions down and getting to that net zero goal.
Elanco says feeding one tablespoon of Bovaer per lactating dairy cow per day can reduce methane emissions about 30%, or 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent annually. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a quarter of a cent, closing at 39 and three quarters, just four sales. The cheese market very quiet Tuesday. 40-pound blocks down three quarters of a cent to 186 and a quarter, no sales. Barrels unchanged at 198, no sales there either. The butter price dropped sharply by 12 cents to $3 and a quarter of a cent. There were three sales. Not-fat dry milk down a half cent to 117, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online on Brownfield Ag News or at our social media and YouTube channels.
5:45 the time, and the forecast for today, a high near 70 with sunshine. For tonight, mainly clear and cool and a low of 44. Thursday, blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions, a high of 73. Also Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 47. Friday, 76 with a 40% chance of nighttime showers. And the weekend sounds pretty nice, getting through a little bit of rain on Saturday morning, otherwise patches of sunshine, a high of 76. Sunny and warmer on Sunday and a high near 80 degrees. Currently at WRCO Studios, we're at 46. That's as low as we have been today so far. Here's Tommy Overstreet.
Of Dodgeville High School. You did it! Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Here's to your success from the People's Community Bank, Burnham Lumber, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees, chickens are sleeping in the willow trees, cows in water up past their knees, 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the top up. She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Johnny Cash on WRCO, the song that was supposedly a true story about his family getting the big flood back in the day and his youth in Arkansas. It is 46 degrees. Tony's weather is coming up. This is Barbara Mandrell.
Love is thin ice.
Barbara Mandrell on the old Light in the Milk House show. We hope your morning is going by fast and you're not forgetting where you put something. I did that like all morning. It's one of those mornings where I kept, okay, where did I put that? What did I bring it in? Is it in the car? So I've been kind of stumbling around and fumbling around, but now I'm on my feet.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weather system, which has been bringing our region the scattered showers the past couple of days, finally moving further to the south and east away from us. Just a little bit of leftover drizzle toward far southeast Wisconsin early this morning. Otherwise, high pressure settling in from the northwest will bring us plenty of sunshine today and tomorrow with pleasant conditions across the region. Be sure to get out and enjoy that. There will be a slight warming trend heading into the weekend into early next week with a sustained south wind flow. Could push our temperatures at or slightly above normal. A little more humidity working in as well. Now, a front approaching from the west will likely spread some showers across Iowa and Minnesota by Thursday night, spreading into northwest Wisconsin Friday during the day, and across our region Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now, it looks like a few tenths of an inch of rain would be possible. Then things dry up a bit Saturday afternoon into Sunday before the next system moves in Sunday night and Monday. So the forecast for today, sunny to partly cloudy, high close to 69 degrees, north wind between 3 and 10. Tonight should be mainly clear on the cool side, low near 44. Blue sunny skies tomorrow with comfortable conditions, high temperature at 73, wind southeast to south around 5 to 10. Thursday night, just a couple of clouds, low about 47. Friday, partly sunny and mild, high 76 degrees. We do have a 40% chance of showers late Friday night. Saturday, some areas of rain likely through midday, then some patches of sun, low at 54, high 76. On Sunday, partly sunny and warmer, low in the mid-50s, high up to 79. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and more humid, scattered showers or thunderstorms likely, low 58 with a high near 81, and Tuesday, peaks of sun and summer-like with a small chance of a shower, low 60, high near 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 46 degrees. That is where we have been for much of the morning. That followed yesterday's 64 degrees. We did pick up 2/10 of an inch of rain here at WRCO. The record high for Wednesday, May 29th, looking back in time, it was 91 degrees in 2018. On this day in 1965, 28 was recorded as the record low. Last year's high, 82 and 50 was the low. Sunset will happen at 8:32 tonight and rise tomorrow morning at 5:25. Right now the air is calm. Barometer is at 3018, up slightly, and no precipitation today. We're getting